You're listening to SBS News.
In his first speech to the nation since seizing power, Myanmar's military chief, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, has sought to justify the coup.
We asked the Union Election Commission, the Parliament and the President to solve the election voters list frauds, but they failed. The military had tried to negotiate according to the law until the last moment. We had kept the public and the world updated through our regular press. The authorities failed to take responsibility. That's why the military had to declare a state of emergency to take care of the democratic system according to the 2008 constitution. And now we're doing our duty to the country.
In a 20-minute address broadcast on state and army television, he said the military would hold a new election when the state of emergency period is over and hand power to the winner. But he's yet to disclose exactly when that will be, simply saying that the military will build a genuine and disciplined democratic system.
In accordance with the Constitution, when we build our democracy, no one is above the law. It should be the basic fact that should be considered firstly in a democracy, and it is also important for the foundation of the improvement of the country's system, like I mentioned before.
It comes as calls to join protests over the military detention of democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians grow louder and more organised, with tens of thousands of people taking to Myanmar's streets for a third consecutive day. Protesters are demanding the military hand power back to the elected officials, and a campaign is being mounted to stage a general strike to increase public pressure.
We do not want the military junta. We never ever wanted this junta. Nobody wants it. All the people are ready to fight them.
The demonstrations have so far been peaceful, but an increasing police presence and a warning from the military against those violating state stability have raised fears that could change. Expatriates around the world are also holding rallies in solidarity with Myanmar, including in neighbouring Thailand.
I think like military might do violence, but for civilians, we need to fight for this. We need to keep it up until step back. Yes, this is our mission, so we have to complete it. So for our new generation, our future.
Australian academic Sean Turnell is the first foreign national known to be detained by Myanmar's military following the coup. He'd been advising Aung San Suu Kyi on economic policy for several years and was in the middle of a radio interview with the BBC when he was taken into custody. His family says he's done nothing wrong, describing him as a warm, kind-hearted and dedicated family man who brought hope to Myanmar's poorest people. Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, says the government's concerned by the situation in Myanmar and Professor Turnell's arrest.
We have called for the immediate release of Australian citizen Professor Sean Turnell from detention in Myanmar. Our embassy has been providing Professor Turnell with extensive support during this ordeal. He is a highly regarded advisor, a highly regarded member of the academic community in Australia. I met with him myself when I was last in Myanmar about 2 years ago.
The United States is continuing to express its support for the people of Myanmar and their right to protest. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the Biden administration is very concerned by the announcement from Myanmar's military to restrict public gatherings in response to demonstrations.
We stand with the duly elected representatives of the people of Burma in their efforts to speak for the people of the country. We join them in demanding the immediate and full restoration of the democratically elected government. We stand with the people of Burma, support their right to assemble peacefully, including to protest peacefully in support of the democratically elected government, and the rights of freedom of expression, including the freedom to seek, to receive, to impart information both online and offline.
The United Nations Human Rights Council will hold a special session this week to discuss the crisis in Myanmar. Amy Hall, SBS News. We'll be right back.